This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A new report broadcast on NPR is pushing tired old population control myths. This time it is nihilism, operating in the name of protecting the environment. It implies that everyone would be better off without any of us. It proclaims that no one would bring new life into the world if they lived by this version of reality. The reality is that people solve far more problems than they create. Stephen Mosier's iconic article from several years ago is entitled, "Welcome, Baby 7 Billion." He discusses how the real crisis today is depopulation and how it may be irreversible. You can find it at pop.org or search for it at lifenews.com. Welcome, Baby 7 Billion. This is Life News Radio. If you pray about what you hear in the news, are you ready to listen? To listen to God? Jesus' mother told servants at the Cana wedding to do whatever Jesus tells them. Are you ready for that? Pray, listen, and do whatever God tells you to do. And let's make a culture of life. Mother Teresa of Calcutta will be canonized a saint of the Catholic Church in Rome this Sunday. Many around the world will remember her comments on abortion. Accepting the Nobel Peace Prize, she essentially preferred the poverty of Calcutta to the poverty of those nations that accept abortion, saying, "They are the poorest of nations." She added, "They are afraid of the little one, the unborn child, and the child must die because they don't want to feed, to educate, one more child." For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.